Yo, Eagles Nation, stand up. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly.
Facts.
Man, look, I really, really try to keep this a generally positive place here on the pod. I really, really do, believe it or not. The effort gets made constantly on a weekly basis. But then you remember, this is a domain where, amongst other things, we discuss Philly sports. So it's not always possible to be positive, much like a day like today. Nonetheless, welcome to episode 59 of the Grease Pole Podcast. I do appreciate you taking part. As always, you can follow me on IG at Grease Pole Podcast. New episodes drop each and every Monday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, where you can subscribe, rate, review. If you've done so already, greatly appreciate you doing so. Fuck. Man. Spoiler alert.
Let's watch the videotape.
I need as much of him to smack me in the face as possible.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are. I think it's awesome.
He's so frantic. He's talking over himself. I love it. I wish he could just speak to me right now, because the first thing I said to you, Justin, when I got here today was, because we've spent a lot of time here and on Gear Freaks trying to, and off air, trying to speak into existence my squad v. your squad in the NBA Finals.
I also want to point out there was nothing. Maybe underneath it was selfish reasons, because the pod, you know, Phoenix, Philly, we both love these squads.
Yes.
But for the most part, I want to point out it was basketball related. I honestly thought that it was the best basketball finals we could get.
I agree. Charles Barkley sure would have been a blast.
And yes.
The more Barkley you get, obviously, the better.
Yes.
Always. So if you get his two prominent former teams against each other for the title,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Because you get uncensored Chuck all the time. Your squad held up your end of the deal.
We did the thing.
You guys did the thing. You're, matter of fact, yeah, you're already up 1-0 in the conference finals.
Yes.
Out west.
Suns and four.
We're still Suns and foe. We were still fucking around with the pesky Hawks.
Where was it? Was it game four where you guys had a chance to go up 3-1 and you dropped that one? I was like, well, yeah, why put them on their heels and, you know,
why
put them in an elimination situation?
Drag it out.
When you could just drag it out to seven.
Just stress everybody the fuck out constantly, always, because it's what we do. 18-point lead blown in game four.
Oof.
26-point lead blown in game five.
Gross.
18-point lead entering the fourth quarter in game five.
Fucking disgusting.
Those games should have ended it, man.
Yeah.
They should have ended it.
I can't believe. I don't understand. Well, and that's not to take anything away from Atlanta either, because they're clearly not shrubs. Like, they're a good squad.
They are what. So they're what Philly people try to like this is what embodies our city. Like, you always hear the characteristics of, you know, the city of Philadelphia being blue collar. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Scrappy.
Yeah. You know, not always the most talented or the prettiest gal in the room, but, you know, blue collar, bust
honestly,
their ass.
For real, I thought that's what Philly had this year. I thought you guys had heart, you had scrap, you had fight.
None.
And I thought that's why I thought Doc was a great hire. I was like, he's going to coach them up, and he's going to get them to that next level, whether that's just the conference finals or at least into the finals.
Yep.
But, yo, one of your boys in specific basically laid down on the court.
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Philly gonna Philly. And so we shat all over ourselves last night. And I've told you off air, like, shit that's been in my headspace lately. Mm-hmm. For these 2 hours, 2.5 hours, this is all the fuck I wanted, dude. That was all I wanted, was to win this fucking game.
Yeah.
That was it.
Well, because Philly and Milwaukee, that's an intriguing matchup. You guys can take down Milwaukee.
We could have.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Maybe we couldn't have now. We can't beat the fucking Hawks.
Who's to say?
Atlanta out-Phillied us.
Yeah.
And so Ben Simmons, who wants to just not, like, I refuse to dunk.
What
literally. Wide open dunk, dude.
What is that?
I hate that fucking guy so much. And you know what makes it worse, man? You know what makes this shit the worst is showing up to fucking work on Monday morning after a game like that, and like everybody that knows your affiliations, just like
Corey's Philly guy. So
hey, what about last night? And it's just like, oh,
yeah, I appreciate.
Yeah,
that.
I know. That's why I look like I'm dead.
Yeah,
because
I almost had a heart attack.
I'm an idiot, and I could not go right to bed right after the game because the game ended at like 10:30 on a Sunday night. And yeah, like tried to, but I'm like, no, I'm mad.
Yeah.
You know?
How would you not be?
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Number one seed goes down to a team. And it, again, not to take away from Atlanta, they're not scrubs. They're a good squad. They made the playoffs.
Yes.
They won in the first round. They pushed you to seven.
They're in the conference finals.
They're in the conference finals. Y'all,
it's gross.
They were clearly
man.
The better team. Like
they were. And what kills me is like we're gonna fight all year for this one seed, and we got it. So that you have home court in a game seven.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to matter because
Dude,
at Wells the end,
Fargo was rocking last night. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, you passed through your boys' old stomping grounds yesterday. We'll chop it up about that after this therapy session because, fuck, man, like. It was just, like, so Simmons holds Trae Young to 5 of 23 from the field.
Which he's been on fire.
He has been.
So
and
that's big.
It's like, okay, great. But the only motherfuckers that can score is Embiid and Seth Curry. That's it. Like, I feel so bad for Joel Embiid. I feel so bad for that dude. Because, like, I'll say this. It's like Scotty Hartnell when he played for the Flyers. Like, I love Embiid.
Mm-hmm.
My man he's on the floor for 75% of a game.
Yeah.
Which is kind of frustrating at times, but the guy plays his fucking ass off. He is Philly.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is the Hawks just had four more of him.
Yes.
I mean, in different shapes and sizes, of course, right. Because in basketball, the guy that did us in last night was the pasty white fucker.
Who would have seen that coming?
Kevin Huerter. Yeah. Really? The pasty white ginger.
Unreal.
Is the guy out there just making it rain.
And you making guys can't it stop him.
Nope. Unreal. Have no answers.
That's
none.
Unreal.
None.
It's unacceptable as well.
It, dude, I'm saying, like, it. And props to them, because like we were saying off air, you have to have people that, if and this is any sport, if mm-hmm. your big guys vanish, you got to have other people there to step up. That's why depth is so fucking important. But him, I just kept yelling the white guy. Like, really? Like, not like declarative, but like as a question. Like, we're the white guy?
Yeah. Like,
you know?
This guy's getting it done.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What the fuck? We're getting beat by a white guy.
Yeah.
And then the end of the game comes, and Ben Simmons, who's a quote-unquote superstar, has to be, like, Doc has to sit him. He has to sit him in the last minute of the game for goddamn George Hill and fucking Shake Milton. Shake! The dude's name is fucking Shake.
Get off my court.
That's who they had out there.
Anything.
Because they needed somebody to shoot.
Unreal.
Because he won't, because he's too worried about fucking the Kardashians or the Jenners or whoever them people are with the asses that everybody in Hollywood obsesses over. I don't know shit about them. People don't care to. But he does.
Yeah.
And that's why in, you know, 5 years or however long he's been in the league, like, you mean to tell me you've been in the league for this long, you're not working on your shot, dude. You're like the shit, last baby. Thing you want anybody wanted to hear from you last night was I've got a lot of work to work on. You because think
you've been had that?
Yes, like this shit hadn't improved at all, man. Yeah. And
you can't fade like that in the playoffs. You can't.
After that, you're just gonna go. I've got a lot to work on. No shit, dude.
Yeah.
No shit. Maybe put down Call of Duty. You know?
Yeah.
Fuck, man. There was somebody that posted a picture on Instagram. I wish I could remember who so I could credit them. But it was a picture of Ben Simmons sitting in front of a TV with, like, Call of Duty Black Ops, the loading screen in the background. And he had a controller in his hand. And it was just, like, the douchiest picture ever. And it's like, of course this would come out now. But the caption was, who said Ben can't shoot? And it's just like, okay, not the time, though.
Yes.
Hilarious as fuck.
Yes, but don't do this.
But
to
the
me.
Wound
hurts.
Is fresh because clearly he cares more about shooting people in a video game than like and how
the
do
the thing that pays the bills.
Dude, like and how do you at some point at its very fundamental like when you're at a young age, you fall in love with a sport based off of like I'm going to pick up a ball and throw it or whatever. Like, at a young age, I was like, I fucking love throwing a football. It's one of my favorite things in the world to do. Still, to this day, I love throwing a football. Same with a baseball. You get a glove and a ball, whatever. Like, the basketball equivalent of that is shooting. Yeah. I'm going to pick up this ball and I'm going to shoot. So, how the fuck? How do you get here, man?
How?
Like, okay, you can hold Trae Young to being 5 at 23 or whatever. Awesome, but...
That's awesome.
What the fuck?
But when you're down 5 and have an open dunk...
And just go, no, I'm going to throw it in Matisse Thybulle's face so he can get fouled and he can go to the foul line because I want no part of these foul shots because I've been missing them the whole fucking series.
Just dunk.
Just dunk! Dunk. Just he's dunk. Almost 7 feet. He can dunk. He does it all the time.
So he's the 4. Yeah? Isn't Simmons the 4?
He's fucking Embiid's point guard.
Simmons is the point? He's
yes,
the 1?
Yes.
At 6'10"?
I think he's 6'10". I'd have to check his height. But, like, he's not a short dude.
So, wait a second.
He can dunk, like,
makes it even worse.
So, he will constantly, the best way he's effective offensively is on, like, a fast break situation. He could drive the lane and fucking dunk all day.
Yeah.
But if he can't do that, all he's going to do is facilitate, which has its, like, that's valuable.
If you have more shooters, then yeah. Like, if at the point you need to be able to pull up, you need to be able to drive the lane, you need to be able to dish. And if your two guard is Curry, so he's doing a good amount of the scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid is the 5, right? I think. He's
yes.
The center. So he's doing a good bit of the scoring, but who's your third option?
Dude.
Simmons.
And
you need to shoot.
And he wants no parts of it. None. Fucking none, dude.
If nobody else is standing up as the third option, like somebody that you're dishing to and hitting, then you need to be the third option. You
dude,
need a ball in your
yeah.
hand. You need to shoot. That's what the point guard... point. It's in the name.
We have the only point guard in basketball. Even high school point guards, okay, or rec league, or whatever the weakest level of basketball is, right? We have the only point guard in the fucking world that can't shoot. That not only can't shoot, doesn't want to shoot.
Yeah.
You got right. people like Carmelo Anthony out here and fucking Russell Westbrook that are inefficient as fuck because they love to shoot. You remember yeah. fuck Carmelo?
Yeah, dude.
Fucking ball stopper, like... Those dudes love to shoot.
But, like, forever, basically, give me the ball, shoot.
Yeah. And this guy wants no part of it, dude. Like, what? If you're supposed to be one of the leaders, like, you've got to have that killer mentality.
Yes.
Like, dude, look, I work in a goddamn warehouse, okay? Whenever big shit breaks, I want a part of it. I want a part of it. Let me help get this shit done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get paid... Way less than Ben Simmons.
Yes.
I'm also less skilled than he is.
Simmons is the point. Like, I assumed he was the 4. And
no,
it's like, okay,
bro.
I get it. But if he's the fuck...
He's always the one bringing the ball because he's a fucking point guard,
listen,
dude. Yeah.
They number the positions. The center is 5. The power forward is 4. I'm counting them all down.
Yep.
The small forward is 3. the shooting guard is the two, and the point guard is the number one.
The one, dude. The one. Our one.
Not so
no
much.
Thanks. No thanks. I mean, our one has to sit when the, not the game, but the fucking season is on the line.
Look, man, you look at, there's a difference.
I hate him.
If you've got Karl Malone as your four and you're John Stockton, sure, dish.
Right.
But even Stockton shoots.
Yes.
Because you got to draw the fouls.
Yes. Yes, dude. Simmons doesn't even want to, like, they got to a point where they were doing the Hack-a-Shaq shit. It was Hack-a-Ben now. Like, oh, we're going to put him on the foul line because he's not going to fucking make them.
How can you not shoot? You have free to be ice
throws.
Cold at the line. You have to be if you're the point guard.
Somebody sent it to me. I'm going to live peruse my phone here real quick as I filibuster.
I think Ronald is also taking runs at. Yeah, he's still taking runs.
As he should be. I saw him in the Discord while I was sitting in line at Starbucks and responded to him, because I'm still mad about this 22 hours later. With a minimum of 70 attempts, Ben Simmons' 34.2 free throw percentage this postseason is the worst in a postseason in NBA history. 34.2. You remember the grading scale, dude, back in the day? Like an F was like 0 to 67%.
Like
he
F
got
minus.
Like... He got half an F, dude. Yeah. He didn't even. All this motherfucker did was wrote his name and date on the top of the paper.
What are you, G?
And then, like, he didn't even. Okay, this is it. I'm done. Well, Ben, are you going to try? Nope.
Nope. You're the point, man. Like, again, I hate to keep comparing him to other points, but Steve Nash.
Yeah, right, dude.
Like,
right.
More known for his dishing.
Yes.
He was an assist guy. But.
He could also
nobody
fucking
open, step back, nail a three.
Yep.
Draw a foul. Go to the line.
And yeah, and when he went to the line, you know what he did?
Shot
better than half an F.
Fuck. Chris Paul is our point this year. We see how that goes.
Man,
he's probably playing the point. Well, CP's out. But
dude,
aside.
What makes it worse is that we could have. And look, I hate James Harden.
Yeah.
But I just hate the style of basketball he plays. But motherfucker will give you 30 a night.
Yes.
Or close to it.
Because he's a
and
one.
And he's not afraid to shoot. Right. So, like, dude scores at, like, a ridiculous clip. Mm-hmm. And we could have, more than likely, traded Simmons for James Harden. And went, no, we're good. And so.
Should be.
Right.
We should be.
So now we're kind of, because now after everybody. After he got embarrassed last night, and everybody knows he's, like, fucked mentally.
Yeah.
And
he's
every
out.
He pulled his pants, you know, basically Atlanta pulled, he pulled his own pants down, and everybody laughed at his little dick last night on national TV. But his trade value is now
nothing.
Dick.
Yeah.
Shit, dude. Like, what are you going to get for him?
Who the fuck's out there?
At this point, I'd trade him for a cotton candy vendor. Honestly, who doesn't love cotton candy?
That's true.
You know, clearly we do on the pod, but I mean, I'd take that. If you're paying money to go to the Farg for a Sixers game, you're getting more use out of the cotton candy vendor than you are out of Ben Simmons. Cause Ben Simmons is just going to piss you the fuck off. At least the cotton candy vendor is going to bring you a joy of happiness on
yes.
a stick. Here you go. You know,
here's your teeth rotting out.
Yay! But it's better than him, man. It's
Ouch.
Better than him.
I hate this because he was a really high draft. Now he
first
was,
overall.
Oh god.
First overall. And I wanted him. I'm dumb as fuck,
is
clearly.
He like just not a natural one. Like, because Seth is playing, obviously Seth is the two.
Yeah.
And
I love
five.
Him, man.
Well,
Seth has
shoots.
Stepped up so like first of all, it's always really annoyed me. And this shouldn't annoy me because I'm totally like, I ain't look at me, man. If I go to a beach, you know what your boy's not doing? Topless, right? So, like, I get it. But Steph Curry rocking the tee and the headband, like, Steph Curry to me always looks like he's in a pickup game.
Yes.
You know? So it's like, man, what are we doing, you know?
Can you look like a ball player, please?
At least try, dude. I know you're not your brother, but fuck, man. But I fell in love with the dude this series because I'm like the guy, like... He cares.
Yeah.
He tries.
Yes.
Ben doesn't even try. Like, I could forgive him a little bit more if he at least made the fucking effort to shoot, dude. At least tried. Now you're saying you don't even want no. I'm not even going to make an effort. Because if I do, the mean fans are going to boo me. And it got to be like 4 seconds left, and they stopped the game. because by this point it was clear we're done.
Yeah.
Right. So, you know, at one point they stopped the game, whistles, and the commentators were like, oh, there's debris on the court. Of course there's debris on the court.
In Philadelphia.
Of course.
Choking away a series.
Right.
Yeah, that's happening.
Yeah.
And also, his name is Ben Simmons. Don't call him debris.
Yes. I'm telling you, man, it's the fucking, they drive you nuts, man. There's a reason why I can never stop drinking, even if I wanted to. It's because of bullshit like this. Like, it's just the worst, dude. It's the worst.
Well, you guys grabbing the one seed, like, you played good basketball all season.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we've talked about DeAndre Ayton and how, like, he kind of faded in the first round and a little bit in the second round. But, like, he's picked up when he's needed to, and other players on this, like, Crowder's stepped up.
Bridges.
Yeah. Yeah, Bridges.
Villanova alum. Hey. Like, you know who drafted him and traded him to you 5 minutes later?
Thanks.
Us. You're welcome, pal. We're here to help other teams, not ourselves, clearly.
It just, it bums me out because when, again, you look on paper, that team works. And, like, Doc Rivers should have been that thing that at least to the next round.
Yeah.
Like you said, like that next step forward.
If we would have, my thing was, man, conference finals even. Like, at least, okay, we're a step closer, man. Yeah. Like, 2 years ago with the Toronto shit. Okay, at least we're another step. We're getting there, maybe. We're going to kill Doc Rivers, dude. Like, yeah. he just looked so like, oh, man.
How does your point guard? Again, like, I can accept a point guard, you know, just barely over double digits, 12 points. I can accept that if you've got like 12 dishes,
yes,
you've got a couple boards at 6'10", you better have like 5 to 10 yeah. boards. You better,
yeah, dude.
And I mean, and you stack that on top of his defensive performance.
The thing that kills me is like he's like, yes, he's great defensively. He is. Motherfucker should have won Defensive Player of the Year. They keep giving it to Rudy Gobert. They keep giving it to him and. Ben Simmons, of all people, Ben Simmons, the guy we've just spent 20 minutes shitting on, dropped, I think it was like 41 or 42 on Utah earlier in the year. Who Rudy Gobert plays for. Like, I thought for sure Simmons was a lock for Defensive Player of the Year. He didn't get it, whatever. At the end of the day, now I'm happy he didn't get an award. Fuck him.
He needs to go.
Dude, I swear to God, there is.
He's in his fifth season, and this was time.
I'm almost positive it was the 2016 draft. Almost positive. So 16, 17, 17, 18, 18, 19, 19, 20, 20, 21. Yeah, this is fifth. If I'm almost positive it was 2016 draft.
But
I don't know NBA drafts like I do NFL.
But either way, like, it's more than three. And
enough to where.
It's your third straight playoff appearance.
Yep.
You should be there. You should be present. You should be, you know, you don't have to drop 40. You don't have to even drop 30, but you need to fucking shoot. You should be ice cold in this situation.
That's it, dude.
If you're a leader, if you're a star,
yeah,
then you need to be there.
Tobias Harris couldn't hit a fucking layup. Missed three. That's 6 points.
Seth Curry should be your third option.
Yes, but he becomes our fucking second best option.
Which doesn't work.
Yeah, because, you know, Dildo out there wants no parts of the smoke.
It should be, Embiid is option one, and then Simmons, and then
Seth
Curry becomes even more dangerous sniping.
Yes,
but
because
what do I know?
you have to like account for Simmons' ability to shoot.
Yes,
but you don't now.
Clearly, I don't know anything.
Yeah, no, none of us do.
I haven't been watching basketball forever,
dude. I swear it. Like I said, for those 2.5 hours, bro, that is all I wanted. Just win. And it was an ugly game. I was like, okay. Or like a defensive game, whatever. I, man, just win. But like the way.
Just eke it out. Take the eke.
Well, exactly. What's fucked is at one point I was like, okay, even if we do win, like, we ain't getting
nothing's
past,
in the tank.
We're not getting past Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm rooting for your squad now, pal. Because I have a lot of, you know. I got a lot of resentment toward mine. It's an abusive relationship being a Philly fan. And you keep lying to yourself and going, it's okay. It'll get better. You know what it never does in an abusive relationship? It gets better. they never stop, and they're never going to stop because it's going. I mean, if they trade Ben, like, it's okay, but like, and that's, you can't run it back with the same group. You can't.
No, Ben. You know, he has to go.
Yes,
I. You know. Maybe you find like you find another like a Blake Griffin as an example, not him.
Yeah,
because you know, but somebody that is a four that can step up to three and then just get a serviceable point.
Yeah,
actually shoots and
right.
dishes.
I'd trade that fucker for a Wawa hoagie right now, dude. It's a fucking pork roll, dude. I don't care. And just get him the fuck out of here.
A Rajah Bell type.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be fine with that, dude.
How awesome was Rajah Bell? Because he was everything Simmons was, like a clamp down defender, but also shot the ball.
I loved him when he was a Sixer, and then he went to you guys.
Yeah.
Rajah I loved Bell, him.
The dude. I mean, I was more of a Barbosa guy, but Rajah Bell was the guy who shut down Kobe. So I was like,
right.
I love this.
I
man.
Fuck with Rajah Bell. Yeah. You know?
Oh, God. But I mean, so I guess to swing it over to our side, we swept the Nugs, which I didn't see coming.
Yeah, dude.
After what happened with the Lakers, I thought for sure, like, I got my tinfoil hat out. I was like, there's no way, like, the Suns are going to get sniped. Like, this is. Nah, man. Like, they came out, they played killer basketball, killer instinct basketball. Book has been unreal in this playoffs.
I love that dude.
And then CP3 gets COVID protocoled.
Yep.
I'm like,
here we go.
Again, tinfoil hat is the first thing.
Here we go.
Unfortunately, I still have Tim Donaghy in my head.
Like, right.
That'll never go away.
Yep.
Until and or if they win a championship.
Yep.
But Book has the team on his back, puts 40 on the Clips. And I'm worried about
like a superstar should do, by the way.
This is exactly what I was saying. What I was saying about, because this is Book's first playoff appearance.
Yes, yes.
And he's like,
same for Trae Young.
I fucking arrived.
Yep, yep.
Fucking deal with me.
Yep.
I am a player, and I am a force to be reckoned with. I'm a star. I stayed put, and I'm gonna stay put.
I'm gonna see this shit through. Right.
Yo, and I love him for it.
He's so great, dude.
He's our guy.
He is.
It.
Did you see he sent Suns and Four guy like tickets?
Good for him.
After they swept Denver, he tweeted out, I guess, or whatever, like, I need someone get me my man's info.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so cool, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
This is the shit that you like seeing social media used for, not what people are eating for dinner tonight.
I also love that. So, again, game one was last night. I guess our fans acted like ass last night. They acted like asses. And the Suns were like, yeah, we don't do that here. Let's not do that from here on out. Let's show that we're classy.
Yeah, right on.
So whether they do that or not is a whole nother conversation, but Suns Nation has definitely showed the fuck out.
Dude, yeah. Well, not like, so that's what it just goes to show you that, because if we're being honest, our path, hypothetically speaking, in a parallel universe where we're still alive, our path would have been way easy, right? We get through DC, you know, the Wizards, easy. Atlanta, pesky, go seven, whatever. Milwaukee, sure, Giannis. But you guys have gone through LeBron and the Lakers, which, you know, that's, you know, you're playing the refs, too, in a lot of instances.
Big fucking deal.
Huge, huge. You know what I mean? That's a dragon that got slayed. That's massive. Then you go up against fucking Jokic, the MVP, and now you're going against fucking the Clippers.
LA too.
Yeah, dude, like that. So it just goes to show, man, like, I mean, not to be cliche here, you keep chipping away, you bust your ass. Like, you can make it work, man. You guys had a way tougher road than we would have had.
Yeah.
And we, like, we just folded up, man.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know?
And I don't know how much of the series Chris Paul's going to miss, but he missed game one. He's assuredly going to miss game two. Probably the first four at least. I think if we can take game two tomorrow night and go into loss, because I feel like we split the series with the Clip this year. And I feel like we've played them well, but they're like the times we lost to them, like it was just like, shit, we just didn't have whatever it was.
You weren't going.
But I also got to say that, even if we lose this series, as much as I want the championship. As much as I want to see the team do what they set out to do, this season was exactly what you were looking for from y'all season.
Yes.
We took a step forward. We made the playoffs. We put down the Lakers.
Yep.
We put down the Nuggets, and we made the Western Conference Championship.
You guys made a massive step forward. I just wanted a baby step, man. Yeah. I just wanted a baby step. Just play with it a little bit, man.
Yeah.
You know, fucking Christ, dude. Like that, like it, again, even of course you want to be in the finals, like we were saying. Like, yeah. Dude, I was in the shower all day, or not all day, Christ, the other day is what I meant to say. You know,
sat in the shower. Why?
Yeah, just depressed, listening to Linkin Park and Green Day and shit. But I was in the shower the other day thinking about like ideas for Gear Freaks for like, man, a Sixers Suns finals. Like this would, this was after we forced a game 7 on Friday night.
Right.
I was like, okay, we forced it. We forced game 7. We won game 6 in Atlanta. Like I was the dumb fuck that thought if we win in Atlanta, we'll win at home. We have to win at home, man.
I mean, the one seed you would think.
Because like, that's what you do it for.
Yes.
And there were all this shit coming out, though, about like fucking John Clark from NBC back home was like, well, the Sixers all time in game 7s at home are 5-1. And I'm like,
don't.
I hate when they do that shit, yeah. Man. It's like, you know,
jinxing.
Yeah, a kicker in fucking football. Oh, he's made 37 of his last 37 field goals. You know what happens?
That one.
yeah,
thanks,
dude.
Thanks, Atlanta.
Yeah, fuck Atlanta. We hate you.
Anderson.
And then one of my, like, a dude. One of my guys at work is an Atlanta guy. Like he's from Atlanta, Falcons fan.
Okay, so
you know
he earned it.
Yeah, but like we're driving past him earlier on the golf cart, and he's really happy. And I thought so. I was like, "You're a Hawks fan, right?" And I would do his voice, but I've got to be in a proper mindset because he speaks kind of. That's my guy, but voice is different. And he was like, "Yeah." And it was basically like, all right, fuck you, you know? And that was the first thing, you know, riding out to the smoker's pit on the golf cart. 5 minutes later, another guy you see out there. Man, what happened last night? I'm like, fuck, man.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Can't I just be depressed for a day?
I'm going to go sit on the golf cart and cry and listen to Linkin Park and Green Day. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Hey, see this asphalt? I'm going to bang my own fucking skull against it repeatedly.
I mean,
over and over again.
I've never gotten that one, like where you go after the, like you're clearly not going after the guy, but like,
yeah,
you're indirectly rubbing it in their face.
Yeah,
like, even if you don't mean any malice, you're just like, ah, what happened? Look, yeah. Man,
I don't know. If I had the answers, don't you think it'd be different? You know,
it's like I don't.
Like, as much as, and I am as, I'm not terrible with the Sixers because, again, if we're going to rank allegiances, Eagles have always been one, of course. Flyers are 1B.
The sweaters.
That, yeah, you
Among
know.
Other reasons.
I would go Penn State football 3, probably Phillies 4, and then Sixers 5, and then Villanova basketball 6. Not the biggest basketball guy in the world, but yeah, when you feel like one of your teams has a chance to win a championship,
you
get geeked, you know what I mean?
Especially after the season you had.
Right. So I'm like, man, this could be the year. And, you know, clearly your boy hadn't seen a whole lot of titles in his life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I got the one I wanted, but it was like, okay.
Now you're going to pay for it in every sport. Not
that's,
just
dude,
in
that's football. The we're going to pay for this shit forever. Philly fans are. Like, okay, the Super Bowl happened. But, like, we're just condemned to misery for life now, dude. Like, okay, we'll give you this, but you're not getting anything else. Matter of fact, you're going to get, like, fucking hell torture. That's how it's going to be.
That's how I felt as a Mets fan. And 86 happened when I was 6. So, like, I don't get to claim that.
Right, right.
So, ever since then, something that happened before the team was mine.
Yeah.
We've been paying for.
Yep. It's the worst. I hate it. That's why I'm rooting for our guy to just like make me happy. I don't care at this point. We got the Super Bowl. Let's do it.
Boom. Let's watch the videotape.
He's so great. He turned 40 last week, by the way.
Jesus.
Happy birthday, coach.
Good for him.
He looks great. for 40.
Yeah.
He looks
great.
He could
look like me.
He could look like me, man. I'm 33, and I'm like, yo, coach looks good.
Good for him.
40 years old, man.
Wow.
Good for him.
That's pretty young to be a head coach in the league.
It is. Tearing it up, though, at 40. I want to know what his birthday party was like, if he did anything, you know?
I think it was some of this.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
I bet you it was a lot of that.
100%. There was a party clown involved, a bouncy house. Definitely a bouncy house.
Yes.
Ball pit. It was basically probably like, you remember Discovery Zone?
Uh-huh.
That was his birthday, I feel like.
Good for him.
Just a big ball pit.
Get after
he double it, coach. He double checks. He goes through the ball pit. You know how like all the fucking psychos throw needles and shit in the ball pit?
Yeah.
He's hand going through every ball in the ball pit to make sure that it's needle free.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anyone.
He wants everybody to have a good time.
He's here for, yeah, just come for fun. I don't want anyone bleeding here, getting all over the ball pit, because then it's going to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
And we can't have fun. I don't know if he's got kids or not. He's got a wife, because of course he does.
Yes.
You know?
You wouldn't marry that. You got to lock that down.
Dude, I'm saying, she is the luckiest woman in America. In the world, dude. You're married to him?
To have that kind of positivity in your life?
I'm saying,
that's,
dude,
unreal.
I want to be married to Coach Sirianni.
Yeah, dude.
I'm here to say I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I will get a divorce right now, live on the air, to marry Nick Sirianni.
Come down here.
Fucking gladly.
Come down here. Give me that positivity.
That's it.
Shower it upon me.
We don't even have to. We can pretend it's the 50s. We can sleep in different beds. I don't care. Like, I just want, I want that in my life. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're greeted really happily with a glass of orange juice.
But like, boom, here's some orange juice.
Boom, here's some OJ. I know you like pulp. You know?
Thanks, coach.
Thanks, coach. Yeah, you can call him coach when he's walking around the house and like in his drawers, you know?
Thanks, coach.
I would love to see what his birthday party is like, man. There's got to be, what are other birthday party staples?
I think he's rocking like somebody's face. At that, at his own birthday party?
Yeah, for sure. What I need to happen is him have a, I want him to get to the point where he feels comfortable enough in himself to have a shirt of his own face.
Yeah, dude.
I would buy 30 of those.
Rock that at your own birthday party? Yo.
A Sirianni shirt with his face?
That would be awesome.
I want Sirianni merch.
Just let it say boom.
Boom. With rock, a rock, paper, and a scissor emoji on the back of it. I feel like it needs to happen. The wardrobe is always entertaining with him, because
yeah,
you always get mall kiosk shirts. I feel like he doesn't want the official team merchandise that they give you. Here you go, coach. It's new gear for this year.
Nah.
But can I have?
I'm going to the mall.
Yeah. Can I get these shirts from Redbubble instead? Or, you know, Etsy or whatever? I want these, you know?
I got this mock-up of Jalen Hurts. Get this shit out of here. I don't want
official. He washes them 2 times, and because they're like 2 for $10, this shit starts to fade, you know?
Yo.
Fuck.
Do you think Coach rocks concept guy shit?
Oh, he would definitely support. He's, Sirianni's here to support everybody.
Yeah, man.
That's like, why I like him. He's very positive.
As much as Concept Guy pisses us off, like if Sirianni's behind Concept Guy,
whatever he's behind, I'm here for. Like, my life has become a more positive place since we named him head coach.
Yeah.
It has. I'm like, whenever I'm in a situation, what would Coach Sirianni do?
Well,
you know?
Let's ask.
I think it's awesome.
Okay.
All I need to know, man, if you think it's awesome, coach, so do I. So do I. No matter what it is, I could morally disagree with it, but I'm there now. You converted me.
Good for you, coach.
You know?
Happy 40th.
I love him. Happy birthday. I hope he's definitely, because he watches his figure, if he's tipping a few back, it's definitely seltzers, right?
For sure. Like,
he's not a hard.
I almost think he might be like me. Like, he might be guy that just rocks NAs, because like he's like,
ooh,
you know what, I'm not trying to, you know, cross any lines here,
yeah,
but I definitely want a party. I would definitely need
he doesn't want to embarrass himself. He's naturally his personality is intoxicating in and of itself.
That's true.
So he doesn't need enhancers.
He's not trying to get out there and be all inebriated.
Yeah, you know what I mean? He's not trying to get in an alternate universe on a Saturday night like my ass is, you know? So to the tune of seltzers real quick, I had – so I probably told you – we haven't had a functioning freezer for about a month.
Whoa.
But, yeah, it sucks because the seal on the freezer became disconnected. Oh. So this was a thing that happened this past week. I left work early to go and meet – the freezer, because I'm not, there's shit I can do around the house, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend either. Like, freezer seal is not in my wheelhouse of shit I can do.
Right.
Called the guy, whatever. This has been a process. Hey, it came in. I'll be there Thursday. Right on. So we get there, I get there, buddy comes in, does the job, and it comes out to $243. Okay. Chunk of change, but here's where I'm going with this. Yeah, he's got to come out. Yeah. All that were available were $100 bills. So I go, well, do you have change? And he pulls out $60 out of his wallet. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, I've got this. And I think I have the math right. I don't math well, we know this. But long story short, so it came down to, like, the change he gave me technically still owed him $3, mm-hmm. right? And it was like, well, I'm not going to do this back and forth shit. I'll just give you my card number or whatever the fuck. And he goes, well, do you have beer? Yeah. Fuck. You just don't expect to hear that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to fucking judge you, dude. You should see me in 48 hours, how fucked up I'm going to be in this house. But, like, well, yeah. Like, what are you? Yeah. Like, I'm not. Don't touch a JMO, motherfucker. We will fight. You know, I'll throw you out of this bitch and you ain't getting shit. Like, okay, yeah, like, sure, man. Open the fridge. If like, this is the game we're going to play. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And, you know. Open the fridge, man. And so when you open the fridge, your boy's got a stash of Truly's top left. Okay. Mind you, there's a hearty amount there now. I hate that word. I don't know why I just used it. Good amount, solid amount of Truly Celsius in the, because they just came out with a punch variety Uh-oh. Pack. So, and, you know, like Coach, I'm trying to. I don't
that positivity, man.
Yeah. Like, I don't always have to pound booze aggressively heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, I do, but if I'm just, like, firing up the grill, it's not always, like, you know, it's something light I can drink and lie to myself and be like, I'm watching my figure as
I'm not getting hammered.
Yeah.
As I'm drinking a seltzer.
Right. As I assemble a quadruple cheeseburger on the grill, I care about my figure. So, buddy opens the fridge and he looks at the, like, I guess his eyes are immediately drawn to the Trulies, and he looks and he goes, yeah, not those. And so I was just like, it's one of those things where, like, immediately your dick feels this big. You know, I know it's an audio medium, people. I put my thumb and my index finger together really close to indicate that I allegedly would have a tiny penis in this situation, or so I felt that way. But I immediately,
boom, let's watch the video.
Like, so he says that, and I immediately, like, I was like, yeah, no, those are the wife's. She doesn't fucking drink, man. I mean, occasionally, but when she does, it's not a Truly, man.
Come on, man.
I'm the motherfucker that drinks them.
Why do you not own that in that moment? Yeah, what of it?
I wanted to be like, yeah, because I'm a pussy. You are what you eat, motherfucker. Like, one of them, like, just shitty high school, like, playground comebacks. Oh. But I panicked, and I was like, yeah, this is the wife's.
Not mine.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
And then he goes, because my mom is a member of, like, this beer a month club.
Oh, word.
Cool idea.
Yeah.
But so they send her, like, X amount of different brews every month. Well, we did the thing at the, you know, at the house for the kid last weekend for his birthday. And my mom feels like she has to drink every time she's over the house. So she brought, this was really bad, but it's true. you know, so she brought over, like, a few of these weird beers from this fucking thing. A couple of them were IPAs, and your boy doesn't do an IPA. Mm. I don't like that shit. I don't like shit that tastes the way Scotch tape smells. Hard pass. So the guy was like, well, what are these? Like, I'm supposed to, like, at this point, I look like an idiot. I look like, now she looks like a drunk.
Them's are moms.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I don't know, man. Like, they ended up in there somehow. He's like, well, can I take a couple? Like, what are they? He's like, it looks like it's an IPA. I'm like, yeah, no, take all of them. I don't drink that shit. You know? Like, so I don't even, like, at this point, I go from being the only motherfucker in the house that drinks to looking like she's the drunk now. You know?
Well.
I'm pinning it all on her fucking ass, because why not?
Because, yeah, now, I mean, unless you, because you didn't lay it on your mom either, so it's like.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what this is, so it must be hers.
Right. I get really awkward in situations like that, man. Because, like, at that point, I'm kind of like, you always hate when those people are at your house anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of weird.
Feel like you have to entertain them, but
not be in their way.
Yes. Also, being on that person's side, I know that it's like, ah, just leave me alone. Let me do my shit real quick.
Right.
But also being on this side, it's like, yeah, but you're in my house.
I'm not just going to let you have free reign, especially when you ask if you can, like, take alcohol. Like, yes. For all I know, you're going to grab, you know, because there was my stash of good, you know, good shit, the hard shit, mm-hmm. within sight. For all I know, buddy was going to grab my smaller bottle of JMO, and it would have been lights out. Like, we're not going that far, dude.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, let's not get
for
cute.
For $3.
Yeah, let's not get cute, dick. Yes. You know what I mean?
What's funny is you said you don't like IPAs. I remember when I drank, I man, give me the I'll take the piss water beer. I'll take, you know, your Buds. I'll take your, I forget what the red Canadian beer was.
Oh, dude, Molson.
Not even Molson, but Molson like that too.
I fuck with Molson, dude.
There was like a cheap, like $8.
Is it Red Stripe?
No, because that's hooray beer.
That's right.
Jamaican.
That's right. Borat.
But there was a suitcase, not even a suitcase, like a 12er. And it was, it was some sort of red label. I don't remember.
Okay.
Like, it was before the rise of, or coincided with the rise of Pabst. Like, PBR became the fucking thing.
Yeah. Because we're going to act, our generation is going to act like they discovered something that's been around for 60 plus fucking years.
Yeah. I was never PBR guy. Like, PBR was on the rise as I was about to check out. We drank a lot of lager because a 12 or a lager was cheap too.
PBR so. Is fine, but it's just become like this hipster image thing. Like, I'm cool if I drink a PBR because yeah. Clint Eastwood did in Gran Torino.
No, not really.
You're a dumbass. You're a fucking tryhard. Fuck you. I will fight to the death that if you're trying to get, like, if you want a cheap beer, I'm here to fight on behalf of Bush.
All right. Okay.
Your boy drank a lot of Bush back in like 10 years ago.
We would get the cubes, 30 packs of Beast, any of the Beasts, no, just regular Beast, Beast Ice, Beast Light.
Yeah.
Because that was a cheap beer.
Dirt cheap.
Natty Light.
Because of course, yeah.
A suitcase of Natty Light was like $12. And so yeah, dude. We would just like, here we go.
They want you to have a good night.
Yes.
And you will have a good night.
We once got two of the cubes of, I'm pretty sure it's just Beast Light or Beast whatever, Beast Regular.
Yeah.
And went out to the dunes in North Carolina and just got lost in the dunes and we're just like pounding.
Yes.
The worst. But yeah, that was the kind of beer I was into. And slower quote unquote nights were I'd get a sixer of Amstel Light.
Okay.
I liked Amstel Light. I became a wheat guy. Somewhere, like towards the end of my drinking, like I started.
Wheats are solid.
I like a nice Belgian white or, essentially that's a wheat too.
Yeah.
But any of those wheats. But the IPAs have finally hit the NA waves. And
don't do it, friend. I care about you.
I had a hoppy IPA, a hazy IPA.
Okay.
And it had like this grapefruit taste. And if you like grapefruit, word up.
Right.
Is it something I'm going to consistently grab? No. But it makes me happy that the microbrews are starting to get into the NA game because it gives me hope that there will be an NA white of any kind.
Yeah.
Belgian white, you know, any kind of wheat. Please do that. because I want it bad.
Bill, that sounds like
those Blue Moons were the jam.
That sounds like a Sirianni beer too.
Yeah, dude.
100% a Belgian white for the HC.
I think it's awesome.
He's definitely wrecking a Belgian white. I'm predominantly, if I'm like socially drinking, 9 times out of 10, I've gotten on the Truly wave,
mm-hmm.
and it looks really weird to see a motherfucker that looks like me drinking one of those.
I drink the NA version of that. Like, you know, seltzer water.
They're not awful, man. They're really not. Like, I mean, judge me, motherfucker. I don't care. Like, if people, ooh, he's a pussy. Like, okay, do you really, like, because I am just childish enough post 30 to be like, oh, yeah, you want to have an endurance test, motherfucker? Because I'm there.
I always hated the idea of, except when you're with your boys breaking balls, because we would do shots of gin, and the thing was, so my friend John joined the military, and he used to do shots of gin, and I hate gin. Nothing worse than shots of gin.
My boy Ballard's a gin guy.
Oof.
Yeah.
But it tastes like pine. why are we doing shots of pine tree? But he loved gin. And so, like, the thing became, while he was over in Iraq, we would do, you know, everybody, let's do shots of gin for John. And if you didn't, what, do you hate America?
Yeah.
Like,
he's going to.
That's like a different
kind of rhythm. He's keeping us free. Yeah.
But, oh, you're a pussy because you drink X, Y, or Z. Nah, fuck off.
Yeah. I don't really care what you think of what I choose to drink, motherfucker.
I mean, I started my drinking career drinking Mike's Hard Lemonade, so, and Smirnoff Ice.
Dude, yeah.
Like those Gateway.
The first time that's such a perfect way of putting it. The first thing I got buzzed off of was, I got drunk the night before my 8th grade field trip, because of course I did.
Yeah.
I was just telling somebody this today, actually, and I'm almost positive it was off. It was either Michelob Ultra or Michelob Light. Which one's the newer, like, trendy one?
Ultra, I think.
Okay, it must have been Michelob Light. Because, like, I was fucking 13 or whatever you are in 8th grade, man. Like, all I had was whatever Mom Dukes liked, you know? And she's bouncer. She's on Coors Light now.
I gotta tell you.
I mean, I'm fine with.
Yeah, the Coors Original, like, again, in my drinking career when the mountains turned blue.
Oh, dude.
And, oh.
The blue Rocky Mountains.
Perfect.
That's how you knew when it was cold. I loved those gimmicks. That was fun.
That was the best.
Yeah, dude. So when I go beer, it's Yingling.
Like I said,
Yingling's my shit. PA stereotype. I don't care. Yeah. I love me some Yingling.
But it's good.
It is fucking good, dude. Perfect game day beer, man.
And you don't even have to say Yingling. You just, I'll have a lager.
That's it.
And everybody knows what's up.
That's it, man. That is the shit, and it's not like you're not breaking the bank to get it.
No.
My backup is Molson, Canadian. Mm-hmm. Very good, dude. Very good.
I haven't had a Molson in forever.
Labatt Blue, also Labatt's. Solid.
Yes.
Dude, Labatt's are fucking underrated. Everything, so is Molson. Because we're American, we look down on Canadian beer.
Yeah, which is stupid, because when I went to Montreal, dude, we bought this beer that was like 8 point something by volume, and at the time the beers didn't go that high,
right?
And especially not in America,
right?
It was called Heck, H-E-K.
Okay.
And we got trashed off these things.
Yeah,
we drank like 3 each, and we're just all like, yo.
Yo!
And like ever since, like, yo, you guys want to get some Heck? And obviously you can't in America,
right?
But yo,
fucking A,
you
dude,
ever see Heck,
buy,
get you some Heck.
Oh, I will. I will.
Yeah,
I am all for trying new things.
In Canada, and literally anywhere else in the world, like, I mean, the one thing I will say about the microbrewery, like, it is tied to the hipsters, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
But at least it's raising the beer palate, because
it is.
There's nothing wrong with a regular old Bud. There really isn't.
I'll enjoy a Bud Heavy, dude. Even Bud Light, man.
Yeah, not bad.
Like, I used to hang out with a friend of mine, still drinks Bud Light to this day. Like, we'd watch games together. That was like the beer she liked.
If you like beer, like beer, like just your typical pilsners, I guess is what I get, because that is the one thing I miss about drinking, is just having a beer.
Right.
Bud Zero.
A beer is a thing.
Yeah.
See, that's but that's where I fuck up.
I got me like a 12er of Bud Zero, dump it in my pint glass, tastes like beer.
Yeah.
Settles, you know, all that shit that I'm after.
Yes, dude.
Does what I'm after. So
a cold-ass beer.
God, yes.
Oh, my God, man. Is there anything that back in the day you would hate drink? Because I've discovered this recently. I hate drink Fireball. And here's my thing with Fireball, okay? I'm not even a big cinnamon guy. Mm-hmm. But if I'm trying to, I figured this out like early 20s. I bought a bottle. It was one of those deals where summertime party. At the time, a buddy of mine and his wife like were hosting this party. Big deal, like everybody come over, whatever. And at the time, I was like the lone single guy. I would always bring like just an absurd amount of booze, right? Like that was my plus one, was the black bag. Here you go. Plus a case of beer because I want everyone to be shitty, right? Yes. Including myself. So I just saw it and I was like, kind of cool, man. Something different. So I bought it, right? And my
regret.
Oh, dude, as a motherfucker. Like my buddy's wife like fell in love with the shit. And me and her, like, he wasn't a big drinker. She and I would get fucked up. Like, just gross. And so it became a thing where, like, it was just in my subconscious over the years. And if I know I'm going to be, like, having a weird night, I'll still buy a bottle because it's – I only save JMO for separate – not separate occasions, special occasions. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to, like, waste my JMO on, like, a Friday at 6 o'clock. Like,
Phils are playing the Giants.
Yeah, like, I'm good, man. You
on
know?
A Wednesday.
Like, that's usually, like, week one football season, a little rocks glass – ice sphere because I have those now.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Yeah, dude. Like
after it.
Little JMO. Like that's my shit. With a Yingling handy on the table next to me. Like special occasions. I'll throw a few car bombs back or whatever. But like generally speaking, that's my shit for when I want to be like special time.
Mm-hmm.
If I know it's going to be a weird night, I'll get a bottle of Fireball because A, budget friendly. Because it's meant for college kids, you know, and you can, if you can get past the cinnamon shit, you can pound it. I'm talking quick. So if you're just trying to get there, which some nights that's all I'm trying to do.
Yes.
It's like, I don't like it. I'm to the point now where if I buy a bottle, I have to feel embarrassed. I'm like, ugh. I don't want to, like, you look at it for a little bit on the shelf, you wiggle your fingers over. Do I really want to?
Really don't.
Do I really want to? Fuck it. And you grab it and you walk with your head down to.
Here.
Is that, this. Did you find everything you were looking for? Yes. Self-hatred.
Except for my self-respect.
Yeah. I lost that when I walked in this motherfucker and walked over to the part where the Fireball is.
Fireball. Oh, God.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I can't stand.
It's disgusting, but I drink it
but
a lot.
It gets you hammered. But
yes.
Like, so, re-cinnamon, just in general, the reason I can't fuck with anything cinnamon, my dad works for 7-Eleven, and he's the step basically above a manager at a store, but below, like, the higher-ups.
Gotcha.
I forget what the... It's a field consultant.
Okay.
And so, like, he's got a bunch of stores under him, and he's been doing that for, like, almost 20 years. And when he first started doing that, like, Sevs would, like, write stuff off. And Dad would come home with, like, boxes of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how I got hooked on, like, you remember those international coffees, like the French vanilla and shit?
Oh,
that's how,
dude,
I got into coffee, because he would bring shit like that home.
Yes.
Like, oxtails, like, ostrich. I tried ostrich, like, it used to be a thing, like, the ostrich Slim Jims, essentially.
Oh, shit.
I tried that.
I remember that.
Smints, like, he would bring home Smints, and, like, we would just... put an obnoxious amount in our mouth and be like,
because,
like, all day, because children.
Right.
And I mean, mind you, this would have been probably my senior year of high school. That same time frame, he brought, like, a whole pack of, like, a big box of Big Red bubble gum and, like, the jumbo packs, the 18 packs.
I thought this was going to Big Red.
I brought four of those in to school. This would have been towards the end of my senior year. Me and my friend Dan Durso sat across from each other and just piece after piece after piece.
It's a very aggressive smell.
Oh, and we put each like two, we had two 18 packs in our mouths at the same time.
Because of course.
Yeah. Instead of learning.
You motherfuckers look like Lenny Dykstra.
And we're just like, can't talk. And then throw the damn things in. This is at Hampton High. Just throw the shit in the hallway somewhere. And because, again, 17-year-olds. What are you going to do?
Oh, shit.
But ever since then.
Oh, shit.
I cannot fuck with that. Like, that artificial cinnamon flavor.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst. I even, like, the first, once I get past the first couple shots of it, it's not so bad. Because then you're just in, like, you're in that mindset. But the first one, I've learned, like,
don't
use
taste.
The nose while you're lifting it to your face. Yeah. Just throw it back.
And forget about it.
And get it done. Yeah. You throw it back. You do three of these within half an hour. You won't give a shit about the smell afterwards. And you don't. And you end up fucking shit-faced. Mission accomplished, though. Like, I can drink a bottle of that shit and still function, which is probably offensive. But, like, that's, if I'm really trying to tie one on,
yeah,
it's totally, like, I don't know what size it is. I don't know if it's the liter, but it's the one.
Tell me it's not a handle.
No, it's the one that costs about $15. Okay.
That's probably about a liter.
I can drink that, though, and still be like, okay, what else is here? You know? Which is just gross.
It gets you to the real starting line.
Yes. Yes. There is a point where you hit a perfect spot.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is usually I blow right through that shit like the Shockmaster did. You know?
All over.
Just no, keep going. You know? But if you're just trying to get, like, Fireball has become the unofficial booze of fantasy football draft night at the house. Everybody pretty much brings a bottle, and it becomes like we're just like children.
Just pounding shots.
Yeah, because everybody.
You don't drink Fireball whiskey. You pound.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. You pour a shot, and then you take it, and then as you're like grimacing and going and swearing. Because you hate it. Mm-hmm. You absolutely hate it. You're pouring another one, though, to get ready.
Oh, yeah. Because you got to stay on top of it.
You have to.
The only thing I had re-hate drinking. Have you ever tried Sambuca?
Mm-mm.
So.
I've heard of it. I would like to.
It's licorice flavored, essentially.
Oh, okay. So, I did not know that. Maybe I would not then.
Not quite as aggressive licorice as Jaeger, but like it's in the direction of Jaeger.
Okay.
Kind of spicy. And I've never liked it, but my friend Plumber would come down from Pennsylvania and show up with a bottle of Sambuca. We have to kill this before we can do anything. And instead of going, you know what? I don't like Sambuca. I'll pass. Of course we have to drink this.
Sure we do.
And we would. Like, three of us would just kind of pass the bottle and shots
yeah.
or drink straight from it until it was
straight
gone.
Straight from the bottle, dude.
You know? Within an hour, it's gone. And then the worst thing about Sambuca is because of its licorice nature, I think.
Mm.
There's no science behind this other than this was my experience drinking Sambuca.
Right.
You would think you'd be sober like a couple hours later. And you'd be like, yeah, that's good. And you've stopped drinking at this point 2-3 hours.
Right. The come down.
Somehow. You're getting more drunk.
Ooh.
And that's
a dangerous game.
Does. Yes. I'll just say this. Circling around Norfolk and going to the same Farm Fresh probably about 7 times. So much so that the security guard goes, bathrooms are over there when you walk in.
Okay. So, side note to the licorice. I hate licorice. I'm not a licorice guy. But if I'm going, like, if I'm ranking my Rushmores, Jaeger is on there.
Yeah.
I love Jaeger. And it's because Jaeger was the first thing. You never forget your first, right?
Right.
Jaeger was the first thing I got, like,
lit up.
Like an adult fucked up on. Like, yeah. You know, I was not of legal drinking age because of course I wasn't, but like I got fucked up on that shit. And I remember like because 18 or whatever, like, oh, this feels awesome.
Yeah.
So you constantly do it. Like, it's just always stuck with me. I've had a bunch of like little mini, like, what are they called? Airplane bottles.
Yeah.
Of Jaeger. I shouldn't say a bunch, but quite like four or five had just been sitting in the freezer. And when I hit the wall on this past weekend, I'm like, ooh, look what I found. So I 48 hours ago, Jaeger shots. I love Jaeger. It's fucking great. Not for everybody,
no. But
it's fucking great. I love that shit.
I can't fuck with Jaeger.
Oh, man.
I really can't.
I love it. It's like jet fuel, but... I
think for me, I'm just... Because you keep talking about Jameson. Like, for me, it never got better than that. Like,
for sure.
I used to hang with a radio show around here, and when we would go out, like, they would go chilled shots of... We would do Jack. Chilled shots of Jack.
Yeah.
And so, like, that would come. And I've just always been a whiskey guy.
Same.
And so anything else has always been like, eh. Like,
yeah.
I can't. The last time I fucked with vodka, like, I can't anymore.
I'm not a big vodka guy either.
Can't fuck with rum.
I'll fuck with rum.
I don't fuck with any of them anymore.
Right. I'll fuck with a Captain or whatever. Captain and Coke. My go-to, if I'm like, you mentioned Jack. My go-to, like, mix is a Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude.
Jack and Diet Coke was my drink. But it's funny is, so I would, all right, I'd show up dressed as Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'd show up dressed as the Hulkster. And if I showed up dressed as the Hulkster, I had rum and Diet Coke was my drink and shots of Jack with the boys.
Mm.
If I showed up as Justin, it would be a completely different drink.
Yeah.
Like the bartenders knew that.
Yes.
There's the Hulkster. Here's his rum and Diet Coke.
Yeah, dude.
It was just a thing.
One of the things.
Aggressively bad.
Yeah. One of the, like, my favorite things about that period of my life is exactly like you said. Like, we would, me and my crew back in the day would go to the same bar in downtown Hampton, that little strip, every Friday. It was like Cheers, dude. Like, we went to school with one of the bartenders. And it was the same deal. Like, we would walk in there and, like, they knew what everybody wanted, and it would be like a shot of JMO and a Yingling bottle. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, get that draft out of here. Nothing against a draft, but I want the bottle.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, dude. Like, it was so fun, dude. It was so fun.
I wouldn't go back because I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Like, this me couldn't do that.
Right.
But going back and living that.
But wasn't it such a cool feeling when you walk in and they know what you want? It was like Cheers in this place, dude.
Shit.
Not a goddamn thing, man.
I used to love going to the tap. They didn't. At Tap House, they had like that wall of taps.
Yes.
And you could just try shit.
Yep.
It was the best. But that was pretty much the only one I ever frequented downtown. We're getting really local here, my bad.
We're getting super. 757 represent here. Marker 20 was our spot.
I never had maybe you happened to be here one of the few times I went to Marker. Unless, chances are you didn't go on open mic night. But one night, me and DJ showed up to do open mic.
Mm.
And DJ borrowed the guy's guitar. And it was an acoustic, and it was just me and him. He tuned the guitar down to D, and we proceed to cover an acoustic version of Local H's High Five and Motherfucker. You know the people who frequent Marker?
Yes.
Not happy.
I was one of them.
Not happy with us.
Depending on the window.
So not happy with us. The guy goes, I let you borrow my guitar for that? Like, you're damn right you did.
Absolutely you did, motherfucker.
The best.
Yeah.
Oh, and we also showed up and did Territorial Pissings, I think, by Nirvana. Like a really fast, blistering Nirvana song.
Yeah.
Where I played guitar, and it was DJ on drums, and we're just fucking loud as fuck. Everybody's like, you gotta stop.
It's yeah.
Like,
fuck you.
I thought it was an open mic.
Yeah. What the hell happened to the rules, motherfucker? Yeah, dude. I couldn't do it every. First of all, I can't back to back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I got one good night a week where I can really get after it. But like you mentioned, like the puke and rally, like, you know, and there's something to that, man. Like I haven't, it's very limited times your boy has lost it while drinking to the degree that it's got to come back up.
Mm-hmm.
But that moment is sheer like panic. Yes. Where you feel it coming up. But then on the other side, though, is almost like clarity. You're yes. like, oh.
Much better.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Now I can do it all over again.
Yes. The worst.
You can do it all over again. I remember hearing Sober, I don't know how accurate it is, that song Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Shout out to the 90s. I remember hearing somewhere that song, you know, one of the stupid songs like, oh, what is it about? And that's one of them. I remember hearing somewhere that song was about a puke and rally.
Makes sense.
And I, yeah, you know, you drink a whiskey drink, you drink a vodka drink, blah, blah, blah. Like, it makes sense. And, there's totally something to it, though.
Yes.
You know, because after
Tub
you...
thumping.
Yeah, you know? Sure, I'll hit the reset button. It's 3 a.m, and I have to be up in 3 hours.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
You're never going to keep me down, motherfucker.
More drinking. Bring it on.
Yes. Yes. Look at all this booze I have. I can't let it sit there.
Yes.
You know?
And don't cry for me either, by the way. Next door neighbor.
Yeah.
Oof. No, that makes sense.
I don't know if it's accurate or not. I'm not pals with Chumbawamba, but I heard it somewhere, and I was like, it totally does. It makes absolute sense.
Oh, my God.
You know? I'm all for a good drinking theme.
If you bet money on Chumbawamba coming up on the pod today.
Yeah. Do a shot now.
Yes.
Do a shot now. You win. Take your ticket to the window.
Oh, Christ.
All right. We started this pod depressed, and now I'm in a better mood because Chumbawamba was the thing that happened. Plus, we talked about our guy's birthday.
I think it's awesome.
So, on that note, you know, why not get out of here, shall we? Again, give me a follow on IG at GreasePolePodcast. Subscribe, rate, review. Every episode is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. New episodes drop each and every Monday, just like this one. So I will see you back there next Monday for episode 60. We're at another milestone. Every 10 is a milestone, is what they say. Anything that ends in a zero. So, yeah, whatever that's worth. 60th episode coming your way next week. I'll see you then. As always, go Birds. Yo, how'd Barkley put it? Looking like another grease pole night in Philly. Philly. Philly.
Facts.
Birds.
Go Birds!
Oh,
okay,
that would be great.